AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's about middle-class families. That's what the White House says about the president's trip to Wisconsin today to promote overtime pay for more workers. Our Mark Smith reports.
On a stop in La Crosse, Wisconsin, the president's detailing a plan to more than double the current threshold under which fast food managers, shift supervisors, and other salaried employees must be paid extra for extra work.
That's going to give a raise to 5 million people, potentially, in this country, who really deserve it.
Along with raising the hourly minimum wage, Obama sees this push as another way to rebuild the middle class after years of families falling behind. But critics from the food and retail industries complain it'll add more cost and just cause owners to shift some workers to hourly jobs with fewer benefits. Mark Smith at the White House.
We'll get the June jobs report this morning. Economists predict 233,000 jobs were created and the unemployment rate dropped to 5.4%. That good news could backfire on consumers, though, says our Jerry Bodlander.
The expectation is that if hiring continues to improve, Fed policymakers will raise interest rates for the first time in a decade, probably in September.
Just into us word from authorities in Tennessee who say at least one train carrying a flammable and toxic gas has derailed and caught fire in eastern Tennessee, prompting an evacuation within a one-mile radius. This is in Blount County, south of Knoxville. The Blount County Sheriff's Office says the evacuations could last from 24 to 48 hours. There is a new man in charge at the maximum security prison in Dannemora, New York. Michael Kirkpatrick replaces Stephen Reset, who was put on paid leave along with 11 other staffers after that high-profile prison escape recently. This is AP Radio News. We've gotten hold of a document that indicates the government is looking into whether the big airlines are colluding to keep airfares high. Our Jackie Quinn is in Washington.
The government has requested information from some of the major airlines as part of an antitrust investigation, suggesting they're coordinating routes and seats as a way to drive up prices. But Stifel's airline industry financial analyst Joseph DiNardi doesn't think that's happening.
Pricing data and forward capacity data is publicly available. You know, everybody can see it. So I don't think there's anything behind the scenes that's going on.
He says some lawmakers have questioned why airfares haven't dropped along with fuel prices and thinks that might be behind this investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The government is suing to stop Electrolux from buying GE's appliance division. The government says the combined company would dominate sales of kitchen appliances. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.